What do you do and how much do you make? It's always an awkward conversation, and you probably have it with almost nobody in your life. I mean, I don't even talk about that kind of stuff with my siblings. Like, I have no idea what my sister or my brothers earn.
I don't think I know what anybody makes but me in the entire world.
Mm-hmm. Right? How about your girlfriend? Have you had that conversation yet?
A ballpark estimate, but I don't know, like, exactly.
Right. And that, yeah, you just, it's very taboo.
I'm sure she would tell me, but I haven't, I don't know, it feels weird to just ask out of the blue.
617-931-1234. We'd love for you to call in. Tell us what you do. Don't share your name. Don't tell us where you live or where exactly you work. We're going to ask you some questions and try and figure out what it is that you earn a year. Tell everybody what you do for a living. This is an unusual one.
I was a zookeeper for a long time.
A zookeeper, Kennedy.
So, like, you ran the whole zoo or just parts of the zoo?
Oh, no. Just took care of some of the animals there.
Okay. How many animals were in your care?
Probably about 50.
Oh, and how exotic were they?
Ranging from, like, deer to, like, lynx to alligators, kangaroos.
Go ahead, Kennedy.
Did you have to go to school? Do you have certain schooling to become a zookeeper?
Yeah, you have to have a degree to do it, yeah.
Okay.
Is that a zoologist?
Yeah, like zoology, wildlife biology, anything along those lines.
Okay.
Can you give me a brief overview of what, like, your day-to-day was like?
It's very, very physical. You have to, like, load trucks with water and food and go around, clean exhibit, you know, just animals so that you're not in the enclosure with them.
You clean a lot of poop?
You're building a lot of things. Yep.
Do you ever have an incident with an animal that was dangerous?
No.
Did you have anybody that worked underneath you as part of the zoo?
No.
Yeah, the deer.
Why did?
I guess the animals.
No, she works for them. And why did you decide to leave? You said you were a zookeeper.
Location.
All right.
Huh. All right. This is going to be interesting. I just feel like with this career, they kind of take advantage of you a little bit because they know what a wonderful human being you are, caring for animals.
It's a passion, yeah.
That it's a passion project. I just feel like there's not a ton of money. So I'm going to say, as a zookeeper, how many animals do you have at home first?
Four.
Are they just like regular domestic animals? Do you have anything unusual?
I have two snakes.
Okay, I'm going to say $45,000 a year. Kennedy?
60.
Oh, I was going to say 62.
Okay.
I'll say 62 then.
I'm going to say 55 then.
Oh, you're going to do 55? Okay. Without revealing where you worked or your name or your town or any of that, how much did you earn as a zookeeper?
Around 22,000.
Oh my gosh.
Were you full time?
Was this a million years ago?
No. No benefits.
Like I said. Oh. Wow.
Well, thank you for doing what you do. I know that the animals appreciate it, and so do we.
Man, 22. The alligators are eating better than you.
I didn't think there were many worse jobs as far as salary goes than a nighttime radio DJ, but it's pretty damn close. At least we got free pizza at the radio station. That is wild.
I love animals, but not that much.
I don't even know what this person actually does for a job. We have some people in my wife's family that do this. This person is a mechanical engineer, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So as a mechanical engineer, what exactly is it that you do?
Designing newer, better, greater widgets. You know, something smaller, something less expensive, something that has a new functionality that, you know, the customer requested that our current products don't have. Mm. Either that or we'll work on improvement on new products that the same products, making them cheaper, stuff like that.
Do you manage a team of people? And if so, how many?
I do not. I am an individual contributor.
Do you own a 3D printer?
Our company does, yes.
Oh, those are so cool.
Do you have a master's degree?
I do not.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Kia.
Oh, me too. I'm basically a mechanical engineer. Shout out Forte Gang.
Have we ever seen one of your products, like, in the news or on TV or something? You're like, hey, I worked on that.
Not in the news or on TV, but you probably have 20 of them in your house.
You're 20 of them in my house?
You're so much smarter than me, I don't even know what to ask you.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you build a better mousetrap for me?
Probably.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. How long did you have to go to school to become a mechanical engineer?
Just 4 years, bachelor's degree. Yeah.
We have,
on top of the other 12.
We have Lana's family. They're mechanical engineers for NASA. They work on rocket ships and stuff like that. All right, let's make a guess.
That is every mechanical engineer's dream.
Oh, it is?
That's the big leagues?
Yeah, I guess.
Wait, one more thing. How long have you been at the same company?
27 years.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, good for you.
Okay, so you're up there.
All right, Kennedy, how about you first?
150.
150. Dan?
I'm a hitter with 135. Oh, no, mechanical engineer.
135.
135, yeah.
All right.
That feels low to me now.
And I'm going 151,000. Yeah, I
Price is right.
Price
me.
Is right. Yeah, I did. All right. Again, don't say where you work or the town or any of that or your name. How much do you make a year as a mechanical engineer?
You were the closest. 160.
Look at that.
Be a mechanical engineer.
And how have you paid off your student loans?
Yes.
Hey.
Is it rewarding building things that people have in their homes?
It is. I love my job.
I wonder what the 20 things are.
Yeah, tell us at least one thing that
we
would be in our house that would be adjacent to you.
If you're comfortable with it.
If it's okay.
Yeah. Any something in your refrigerator to help start your refrigerator. Things in your cars for the automatic doors or locks.
Oh,
windows.
That is cool.
So you like secretly make the world go behind the scenes.
They're like, circuit breakers, things like that.
That is so neat.
Wow.
I love this game.
Yes. Thank you for calling in and sharing that. We appreciate that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.